This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim?
It is. Dum, 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 dum.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us for this educational hour and a half, of inspiration, information, and intellectual development. Tim Wildman here with Jim Stanley. Jim's filling in for Ed today. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm not glad Ed's sick, but right. I think you're going to bring a challenging element to our show today for our listeners.
Being able to understand me?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Very
yeah.
good. All right.
So you got your questions ready?
I do.
You've been studying for a while?
I have.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, Jim, how would you rate the difficulty of your questions, being 10 being the hardest?
Well, let's see. I'd say that...
Grouping them together.
One of them would be a 7.
Yeah.
One of them's going to be about a 3.
Yeah. Why would you do that, Jim?
Well, because I want to be fair to everyone, newcomers and seasoned veterans alike.
Okay. That's called dumbing it down, though.
Well, sir, no. That's called being able to reach the masses.
Okay. All right. Make everybody feel good.
That's
everybody
right.
gets a trophy.
I want everybody. That's right.
Everybody
that's what I was
trophy.
Going for.
Participation trophy. J.J. Jasper's here. J.J., good morning to you.
Good morning. I've got something pretty exciting
Do
for
you?
Somebody listening just right out of the chute. It seems there's a guy who has 2 tickets for Sunday's Super Bowl in Houston. When he bought the tickets, he did not realize it's on the same day as his wedding, so he can't go. Here's the opportunity for you. If you're interested and you want to go instead of him, it's going to be at St. Peter's Church in New York City at 5 p.m. Her name is Louise. She'll be the one wearing
the white
dress.
Oh my goodness gracious!
You know he could FaceTime that in.
That's just
or
wrong.
Facebook it.
You know how many people got excited when I said if you're interested and want to go. You
right.
notice I didn't say if you're interested in going to the Super Bowl.
Right, JJ, Jim, and yours truly, Tim Wildman, and we're going to play trivia today. And here's how we do this: we are going to ask 3 questions each, and then we're going to take your phone calls, and you're going to call in and answer and ask. That's what we prefer you do. Answer one of the questions we have and ask a new question to the, you know, the listening audience
panel.
Out there. Yes.
And you're going to make your family proud.
Right. You are, just by making an appearance on this program. We also call this
Learning University.
So Learning University is on the air. And you have to, you know, in order to get a degree, you're going to have to stay with us a while. And not just today, but tune in every Friday. And we'll give you that degree one day. In the far, far away future. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, and then you can call in. Here's the phone number.
888-589-8840.
What did you say, Jim?
I said 888-589-8840.
Is our phone number here on American Family Radio, 888-589-8840. We're also live video streaming on Facebook. Check out the Today's Issues Facebook page for more viewing and posting. And so, Jim, go ahead with your two ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
One is don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Please do not call. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to play trivia as possible. And secondly, I've forgotten the other one. What was the other one, Jim? There's another one. Oh, we have a question that's a mystery question that
right.
if answered – correctly, you will hear this sound. And when you hear that sound, that means it's a good sound to hear because it means you've won an American Family Radio
Steel Travel Mug. Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So I think it was made in the USA. President Trump called us last week and said, you better have these things made in the USA or I'm going to shut down your radio network.
I think those will be the next order.
We've decided to have them made here in America. All right, go ahead, Jim, with your three questions.
Okay, sir. Number one, the Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport? The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport?
Is that your three or is that your
No,
seven
that
or
one,
eight?
That one's probably about a six. I'd give that one a six.
Okay.
Here's the one I think a lot of folks will know. The State of Israel was founded in what year?
Good question.
All right, and then here's one for the Super Bowl, folks. I'm like JJ now. I'm kind of being on topic as well because I learned that from him. Who is the, pardon me, of the nine players, nope, try it one more time. Who is the only player to score three touchdowns in a Super Bowl game twice?
There's one player that scored three touchdowns in a Super Bowl game twice. What is his name?
That's right.
All right, JJ, what
good,
you got?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Then Valentine's upcoming, love is in the air. I want to know, what are the four C's used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond? What are the four C's that jewelers used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond?
That who does?
Jewelers.
Jewelers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a hard time saying that.
Yeah.
Jewelry. said the man from the South.
Jewelry?
Then right. Here's my third question. True or false? Because of the rotation of the earth, you can actually throw a football a little further if you throw it to the east. Is that true or false? Because of the rotation of the earth, you can actually throw a football a little further if you throw it to the east. True or false?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, which is the largest country by area in the world? Which is the largest country by area in the world? Number two, what U.S. state records the least rainfall? What U.S. state records the least rainfall? And number three, what nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn? There was a nursery rhyme character in our history that we all think back to that was warned that the cow was in the corn.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. You can't keep him from jumping over the moon, and it's hard to keep him out of the corn.
That's right. So
it's funny you said that because I was going through Hey Diddle Diddle, and I'm thinking that's not it.
So cows, you know, wanting to. All right, go ahead, Jim. Take the phone call.
All right, here we go.
Get started.
Going to talk to Katia. I think I got that right. Calling from Virginia. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
How you doing? Is it Katia?
Yeah, it's Katia.
Katia.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for calling, Katia. Where do you live in Virginia?
In Bumpus.
Okay, and that's the capital? Or Virginia?
No.
Or Virginia? No? Is it the county seat?
I don't know. We live in the country.
Okay, so, well, that's good. Well, you go ahead. Well, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, which one do you want to? Answer.
The largest country of area?
Yes, which is the largest country by area in the world?
Russia.
Russia.
Wow.
Right,
so
Russia.
It's not China. That was my first guess.
No, China is the most populated, but Russia, the landmass, actually is 1/7 of the earth.
Wow.
I was thinking Australia.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty big landmass too. But
continent/country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you know that?
I've always known that I'm part Russian too.
Wow!
Oh,
really?
Very
wonderful.
Cool.
Okay. So that's wonderful. Well, Russia stretches from Japan, almost to Japan, right? Or North Korea, to Alaska, almost. I mean. All the way back to Europe. So you think about that.
And depending upon the time of winter, it can stretch to Alaska. because the Bering Strait freezes
over.
Yeah.
That's a good trivia question, Jim. You should have saved that one right there. Anyway, you have a question for us, Katya?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
What type of buck does not have antlers?
Disappointed one.
I'm going to say a $5 note. A $5 bill.
$5 buck doesn't have antlers?
Yeah.
What kind of buck doesn't have antlers?
One with spots.
Hey, look, I want to jump out here. I think back during Christmas, a lot of this Christmas trivia, I think I saw that all the reindeer you see with the horns, those are actually girl deer. And for the reindeer, I may have dreamed it.
That would mean it's not a buck.
Well, so the buck wouldn't have antlers. So I'm saying that all the ones you see pulling the sleigh were actually female. And so I'm going to go with reindeer.
Reindeer.
I remembered that right.
Reindeer's our answer.
No, actually, I kind of made up this a dollar bill.
Call it a buck.
What kind of buck did I have?
Only $4 off, Jay.
Well, you just came up with that question off the top of your head, or you thought about it, right?
Yeah.
That's your own original question, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, great.
Well done.
Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Katya. God bless.
Katya. From Russia. Got some.
And Virginia.
Got some Russian in her.
Okay.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next call, Jim.
Rihanna. Rihanna, well, from Indiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
I didn't get that right, did I?
Rena?
What's your name, sweetheart?
Rena.
Rena. There you go, Jasper.
Rena from Indiana on the phone. You want to ask, answer, or both, Rena?
I think I'm going to do both.
Okay. Well, which one you want to answer?
The question, which state has the least rainfall?
All righty. Let's see. What U.S. state records the least rainfall? That's the question that I posed, and your answer is?
Nevada.
Wow. I thought it was going to be Nevada or Arizona, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Nevada has the least rainfall. How did you know that?
Well, Mom looked it up.
Hey, that's good.
That'll work.
Research.
Yeah, you learned something, though.
So you've got the Keystone State, the Bluegrass State, and then what is there? The Dusty State?
The Dusty State.
Nevada? Nevada. I don't know. What is Nevada's motto? I know most of them. Maybe it's the lucky state.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Or the unlucky state, depending on what you do out there.
That's
Rena,
true.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm making this Zootopia trivia game, and this is one of the questions that I made up.
All right. Go ahead.
In the movie Zootopia, what was the logo on the back of Judy's phone?
Zootopia. The movie Zootopia.
Yeah, the movie.
Zootopia, is that like a new movie out, or has that been around a while? How? I'm not familiar with it. Should I be?
New-ish.
I'm getting blank stares from the other professors here.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell us that one.
Yeah, what's the logo on the back of her phone?
A carrot instead of an apple.
Okay.
Okay. Why would you have an apple
for your phone?
I got a carrot. All right, we got an Apple phone. Okay, I'm getting it. I'm putting it together right now. Yeah. Why are you laughing at me, Rena?
You turned it into a carrot.
Yeah. Okay.
Rena, thank you so
much.
From
Indiana.
Tell your family thanks for listening to AFR, and you have a great weekend.
God bless. All right, we're going to talk to Luke in Texas now. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing? I love your show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, Luke. Appreciate you calling. Whereabouts in Texas?
Payne Springs, Texas. Close to between Tyler and Dallas, middle of nowhere.
Okay. Yeah, I know where you are. Yeah, right off I-20. Is that I-20? Not too far from there.
Well, I mean, I'm nowhere near. I mean, anyway.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Literally.
Okay.
You want to ask? Take some of those farm to market roads to get where he is.
I grew up on a farm and market road. My little town has 680 people in it. There's nobody. It's a little bitty place.
Salute.
That's
right. Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or both, Luke?
I'd like to do both real quick.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about Israel.
Okay, sir. The state of Israel was founded in what year?
1948.
That would be absolutely
wonderful.
Right.
1948. And that was after World War II, obviously. And I think it was, Luke, was it the League of Nations or was it the United Nations then that formed formed Israel, the country of Israel?
I believe that was the United Nations at that point.
Okay, and then
if I'm not mistaken, I wouldn't want to promise to that, but I'm pretty sure
that was a. We don't have time to go into this, but that was a fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Absolutely,
we'll have
Absolutely.
You on Exploring the Word.
Yeah.
To cover.
Hey, Luke,
no expert.
Not to get real political, but boy, it's refreshing to have a pro-Israel president in the White House now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sure is.
All right, Luke, we invite you now to challenge the intellectual prowess of the faculty here at Learning University. So, in other words, bring it on.
All right. I was really hoping I'd get on when Ed was on because I believe he's a Methodist minister, but I believe your father was a Methodist minister, so maybe you can get this one in his place. My question is, in which of John Wesley's standard sermon did he make the following quote? Did he say, "Till it shall please our Lord to speak to our hearts again, the second time be clean, and then the evil root, the carnal mind, is destroyed, and inbred sin subsist no more"?
Hmm. You know, that wasn't John Wesley. That was Calvin and Hobbes. There's a lot of misunderstanding
Man.
There. That came from a comic strip.
Oh, that would have been a good
Luke,
comic strip.
You know what? That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to it.
Was that the Aldersgate sermon?
No, this was one of his 52 standard sermons.
Okay.
I tell you what, you know what? If you go back in history, even then, what would have been the 1800s?
Mm-hmm.
1700s?
Yes, sir.
And read those guys, those great Christian writers from back then. They were, you know, they're like 23 years old, and they're like.
Yeah, there's some depth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember reading John Wesley's, like, two books on sermons of John Wesley. This has been 20 years ago or so. Just about, you know, every chapter. And you could say this about some of the other great Christian writers.
Right.
Yeah, every chapter you go, I just got to mull on this for a while. You know, I just. Anyway, Luke, thanks for asking the question. I don't know. What's the answer?
We're stumped.
Number 14, Repentance of Believers. He's one of my favorite all-time old writers. I love John Wesley. I just want to ask that question.
Yeah.
Hey,
Luke,
thank you, Luke.
Luke, Tim named one of his sons after John Wesley, so that should show you a kindred mm-hmm. spirit there.
I named
there.
My son after John Wesley.
Really?
My one son that I have, his middle name is Wesley.
Yeah.
Mama picked his first name, and I picked his second, so I put
Amen.
Wesley in there.
Amen. Amen. Great names. Great Christian heritage there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Luke. Appreciate it. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University. Let's repeat our questions that have heretofore.
There it is. It's in the first half hour,
yeah,
you got that
in. We're 24 minutes and 7 seconds into the show. No, actually, well, deduct 5 minutes for news. I did get the word heretofore in
right.
before the half-hour break. Let the record show. You're keeping minutes, aren't you, JJ?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm keeping
thank
the
you.
Minutes of this.
JJ's a secretary of our university.
Archiving
keeping,
all of this.
Keeping minutes. So go ahead and repeat the questions, Jim, that you have.
All right. The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport? And then the name of the only player to score 3 touchdowns in a Super Bowl game twice. And then I have one other one, and this, of course, has to do with the Super Bowl and a guy named Tom Brady. How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in? How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in where he was playing on the field? How many?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Here's what I've got. Starting off with the Super Bowl question, which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Second question, what are the four C's used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond? Third question, true or false? Because of the rotation of the earth, you can actually throw a football a little further if you throw it to the east. Is that true or false?
All right, my question. I've got to get some more research. I got to get some new questions because I'm out. I just have one left for this half hour, and that is, what nursery rhyme character? I said, what nursery rhyme character was warned? This nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn.
That's a tragedy.
And this, it was. And I'm not going to tell you.
Was it the first corn-fed beef? Corn-fed?
That's probably an unrelated secondary question, Jim. But it's an interesting one. We can save that for later. But right now, I want...
It's the tragedy of the moment.
I want people to think about this. I want them to think back to their childhood when they learned about this nursery rhyme character that was warned that the cow was in the corn.
It ain't enough that they're running away with the spoon, but then you gotta put up barbed wire and you gotta check on the fences because they're out there in the corn. Maybe they got the spoon out in the corn.
I thought the dish ran away with the spoon.
Well, we got dish problems too, but President Trump's gonna fix all that.
Right now, it's one nursery rhyme problem at a time, Jim.
My apologies, sir.
All right, Trivia Friday. Back to the phones we go, Jim.
All right, let's talk to Kevin calling from Ohio. Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kevin. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, I would like to answer the question and ask one.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the what about throwing a football.
All right, it's true or false, Kevin. Here's the question. True or false, because of the rotation of the earth, you can actually throw a football a little further if you throw it to the east. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that's false.
Kevin, it is 100% true.
Wow.
Wildman's looking at me shocked.
Yeah, but
it's true.
Is that because the rotation of the earth?
Rotation of the earth, and it's just a slight difference. But it's true that you can throw
it.
Now, is that a fully inflated football, or is it a deflated football?
Wow.
You know, the question actually was baseball, but since Super Bowl Sunday, I changed it to football. But they said with the same force and the same everything, it'll go just a tad bit further if you throw it to the east.
Have mercy. Kevin, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm up here in farm country, and we had a company that was in our town, was called the New Idea Farm Equipment Company. What I want to know is, what was the original piece of farm equipment that was invented that gave it that name?
One more time, real quick. The name was?
The New Idea Farm Equipment Company. What was the piece of equipment that was designed that gave it that name, New Idea?
Was it the disc so they could break up the garden?
No.
Nope.
I'll give up. I don't have a clue.
John Deere? John Deere?
Yep, it was a ground-driven manure spreader. That was the new idea. They didn't have to fork it out in the field anymore. They could use that in D.C.
Yes, they do.
A ground-driven manure spreader.
That's what everybody needs.
We vote on them every 4 years.
We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with Norma Swanson, co-author of A Constitution is Born. We'll also take a closer look at the latest with newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl.
Steve bought he's a professional newsman, he brought a slew of news stories for us to talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and online at AFR.net.
It is interesting that in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the first and last rays of sunlight fall every day upon its tallest building, the 555-foot Washington Monument. And there on its top, inscribed on the four-sided aluminum capstone, are the Latin words Laos Deo, which means praise be to God. This simple expression of praise reflects America's abiding belief that God has blessed our country with liberty and divine favor. Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman again. We're going to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, for our spiritual heritage tours in June and September, and we'll see this Washington Monument. That's only one of the many monuments and places we'll see. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will lead the way as we talk about the places, the time, the events, and the people of our early American Christian heritage. For more information, visit the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next. Liberty University is in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. If it wasn't clear before, it should be now. There is a clear and concerted effort to silence conservatives in America. Liberals are using violence to bully and intimidate those who cherish free speech. Last night, nearly a dozen people were arrested at New York University. Thugs successfully shut down an event hosted by the College Republicans. The New York Daily News reports throngs of protesters surrounded the building. Others managed to infiltrate the gathering, shouting down the speaker, comedian Gavin McInnes. Video posted online shows McInnes getting pepper sprayed as he tried to enter the building. Earlier this week, an angry mob caused mayhem at the University of California in Berkeley, setting fires and brutally attacking supporters of President Trump. All that to say, folks, it's dangerous out there. Be on guard. Be safe. I'm Todd Starnes.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Y'all are pretty good.
Do you like that?
Yeah. There's wham, pow.
Kaboom.
What else we got? Kaboom. All right. That was obviously Batman. You know, that was in the 60s.
That was.
From the 1960s. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Jim Stanley, one of the professors, he's filling in for the under the weather Ed Vitagliano,
also known as Batman.
Also, yeah, Ed's a big Batman fan. We did that. We're sending that out just for you, Ed, if you're listening.
Well, you know he's listening.
And Professor J.J. Jasper.
Good to be here. A little known fact about Ed, he actually sleeps in pajamas that have the feet in them, and they're Batman pajamas, and he sleeps in those to this day.
That's a little known fact.
Don't judge him for that. When you're as serious a Batman fan as he is, that's completely appropriate.
That's right.
Don't hate.
No.
Right. Don't be a hater.
No. Don't be a hater. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Thank you for listening to AFR. We're going to, let's repeat our questions quickly and then back to the phones for the next half hour.
Okay, the Walker Law passed in 1920 in New York was a law regulating which sport?
Mm-hmm.
The name of the player to score 3 touchdowns in a Super Bowl game twice. Need the name of that player. And then how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with 2 different teams? Second question, what are the 4 C's used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond? Then I'll add one. Which team won the very first Super Bowl? Very first ever. Which team won it?
Here are my two questions, and I'll come up with the third one momentarily. But right now I have two. I have two questions. Here's the first one. What nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn? Number two, how many people took refuge on Noah's Ark?
Great question.
How many people took refuge on Noah's Ark?
That should be easier to cipher than how many animals.
Yes, indeed, Jim.
Do you like that?
Good
cipher.
Yes,
anytime
I
you can use that word.
Yes.
Don from Arkansas. Yep. Welcome to Trivia Friday. I'm sorry, boss.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Don, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Don.
I think I want to ask and answer.
We like a man that wants a challenge and likes to challenge. Okay. So go ahead, and which one do you want to answer?
Well, I could answer a couple of them. I'll go with the diamond first.
All right. Don, what are the four C's used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond?
Color, cut, carat, and clarity.
You're exactly right.
Whoa, there you go.
There's a man who hasn't given his wife an appliance for Valentine's.
That's what I'm talking about.
How did you know that?
Well, actually, I gave my wife an appliance, and then I had to get her something else.
So you gave her the vacuum cleaner, and then to get out of trouble, you gave her the diamond.
That is exactly right.
Don, last year a guy gave his wife a mood ring for Valentine's. The baby boomers, remember when they came out the first time, apparently they're popular again, gave his wife a mood ring for Valentine's. She said, when I'm in a good mood, it turns blue. When I'm in a bad mood, it leaves a red mark on his forehead.
That's good.
You got one for us, Don?
I got one for you.
All right.
Where is the os, O-S, located in the body?
The os?
The os.
Let's talk amongst ourselves real quickly, Don, okay?
If he's likening it to a computer, the O-S would be the operating system. So I'm going to say the brain.
Wow.
You're going to say the brain?
I was thinking we start singing that song about the thigh bones connected to, and we'd eventually get to the Oz.
The Oz. Where is the Oz in the body? I think Jim's answer
is
true.
Good.
But I'm thinking, I'm trying to go down the organs, but it's going to be a while. Let me see.
You got pituitary gland. That's pretty important.
You got your gall.
You got your phalanges.
You got your gallbladder.
They serve a pretty good purpose.
People blame the gallbladder on everything, don't they?
They do.
Anyway, we're going with Jim's operating
Jim,
system, the brain.
That's awesome.
Well, it's the foot. It's an osteo. It's a small bone in the foot.
Bone in the foot.
Well, hold on, Don. Yeah. Hold on. It's a what in the OS? Is this a medical term? Do you use this at the doctor's office?
No, this is an Arkansas term.
Arkansas.
I forgot most Arkansas fans don't know what the OS is.
Okay. You know,
do you like that?
Damn. We just lost a lot of Arkansas listeners.
No, they'll be back. They want revenge.
You would yell Suey, that will bring them back. If you'll do that wholeheartedly.
All right, hold on. Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Suey! Suey, big!
I think they do it different than that, Jim. But
That's how we called them at the house. Remember, I raised pigs.
Yeah, that's right. You raised pigs. That's the authentic.
That's not there.
That's not the football.
I know we're so far on a rabbit trail.
No, we're not.
We're on a pig trail now, right, brother.
The youth guy Wednesday night at our church speaking to the young people, he was talking about somebody was bowing down. He said, the only time I would normally bend down or bow down is if I saw money on the floor or bacon.
Money or bacon.
Yeah.
All right. Don, thanks, man. That was an interesting. We now know more about Arkansas.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. God bless, brother. That's an Arkansas term. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see what we can find out from Georgia with Judy. Georgia, Judy, welcome to Trivia Friday. Judy from Georgia. Georgia, Judy.
I'm so excited that I got on. I can't even think about it right now. Well, I'd like to answer the question about the warning about the corn.
Judy.
Cows in the corn.
Yeah, Judy, welcome to the program. Let me pose the question, and you can answer it. This is Tim. Where are you living, Georgia?
Living in the big city of Cochran.
Oh, okay. Cochran, Georgia.
It's about 75 miles from Atlanta.
I got you. Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to AFR. Yeah, here's the question you can answer, Judy, to make your family proud. Everybody's counting on you right now. So don't get nervous or anything, okay? I'm about to give you the question, though. Here's the question. What nursery rhyme character was warned?
Tim's all into this question.
What nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn? What's the answer?
Was it Little Boy Blue?
Little Boy Blue.
Nice. Nicely done, Judy.
What's the rest of that story? Did he get it, JJ?
There was a subpoena. They're not really allowed to talk about it until the trial's completely over. It got to be a real scandal.
The lawyers involved.
Messed up. Yeah.
And anyway, lives were ruined. But
it was in the neighbor's corn.
But you got to say, Little Boy Blue was warned, okay, that the cow was in the corn. Anyway, Judy, good answer. Great memory back to your childhood there of a great nursery rhyme, Little Boy Blue. Do you have a question for us?
Well, the only thing I can think of is since I am from Georgia, how many Super Bowls have the Atlanta Falcons played in? And I know it's an easy answer, but that's the only thing I can think of.
I'm going to go with none.
No, that'd be one.
Have they been
that's
in
a
one?
Good question.
They've been in one, I think. I think
have
one.
They been more than that? One, I think they've been in two.
I think they've been in, trying to think back. Jim may be right, but I think they've been in one, and this makes two. What's the answer, Judy?
You're right. This will be the second one.
All right.
This will be the second
one. Well, we know who you're pulling for.
I had to put in a plug for my home team.
Right,
absolutely.
Your home team.
Absolutely.
Atlanta
absolutely.
Falcons. I've forgotten when they play. I'm trying to think back when they made the Super Bowl another time.
Judy will know.
Do you know when that other time was, Judy?
No, I really don't. My husband might, but I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay. We'll look
together.
It up and find out. Hey, Judy, you
have
take
a great
care.
Weekend.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Oh, she gone.
I meant to mention to Judy, I'm going to be in Tifton, Georgia. I don't know how far that is from where she is. A pregnancy center going to be the speaker for that. And
when?
This spring, spring, I don't have the calendar in front of me.
I can tell you how to find out. You can go to jjjasper.com, click on his calendar, and it's listed there. You know what else is listed there? If you'd like JJ to come to your town, how you can get him to do that at jjjasper.com.
A lot of exciting things upcoming.
But there's more.
Mechanicsville, Virginia, Wild Game Supper, Oil City, Pennsylvania, Good Friday. Going to be in Vance, Alabama in just a few weeks for the men on Saturday night and speaking at the church on Sunday at Evergreen Baptist Church.
I got to just say, just for the benefit of the record here, because we have a lot of listeners who, you know, we have high standards. Here at American Family Radio.
Here we go.
It's
on. And our high standards prevent us from being associated with wild games.
And
so I don't want people out there in radio land to get the wrong idea that American Family Radio lets our DJs like JJ Jasper
and professors.
And professors.
Yeah. Just go out there without regard to, you know, how it reflects on the ministry, participate in, quote, wild games.
You'll be pleased to know. Yeah. This is not casino games.
But still wild, Jim.
That's true.
Hey, Mechanicsville, Virginia. Okay. It's the Christian church. And I think it's one of the big ones where they have shotguns and ATV.
Deal.
It's a big deal. ATVs, a lot of giveaways.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah,
put my name in the
big
hat.
Big deal.
All right, here are my questions. How many people took refuge on Noah's Ark?
That's a good question.
Here's my other question. This is a new one. Who wrote God Bless America? Who wrote the song God Bless America? Was it George W. Bush? Okay.
Or Lee Greenwood.
I think President Bush claimed
Arlie Greenwood. Arlie
Greenwood. Yeah, it wasn't him. All right, what do you got, Jim?
The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport?
Okay.
All right, then who is the only player, I want his name, to score 3 touchdowns in a Super Bowl game twice? And then finally, how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in? How many has he appeared in?
Here's what I've got. Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with 2 different teams? Second question, which team won the first ever Super Bowl? Which team won the first ever Super Bowl? And if I can add one, what word is the name of a 2-hulled boat? You got a
sinking.
You got a sailboat out there with 2 holes, or a boat with 2 holes. 2 holes. What do you call it?
Now you're talking about H-U-L-L.
H-U-L-L.
Because it sounded hole, like
a, hole. It did sound like you said hole.
You sound like, you know, you got your Kentucky English out there.
Yeah, I'm an Appalachian American, so some of that was sort of bleeding through.
Appalachian American.
It sounded like H-O-L-E-S, didn't it, Jim?
It did. Hold. That's why I went with sinking.
Yeah.
Well, she's Kentucky people learn how to talk where we could understand them, for goodness sakes.
Should we take a
Trivia
call?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let me give the phone number one more time. You can call us and be on the air. Answer and ask at this phone number, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Our Facebook page is just for Today's Issues. You can watch the show there if you'd like to, Today's Issues Facebook. And you can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Back to the phones, Jim.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Don from Arkansas. See, I told you I wouldn't run the Arkansas folks off. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Don.
Wool pig suey, Razorbacks.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, Don. Yourself, brother?
Can't complain.
Thank you for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both here on Learning University?
I'll try both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, the other Don robbed me. I've been robbed, first off, when he answered the one about the diamond.
Okay.
So let me try the one about the vessel that's not a twin V.
Yeah, what?
I'll try the one about Noah.
What word is the name of a 2-hulled boat, Don?
Well, that's not really the one I want to answer. I want to answer the one about Noah.
How many Noah? That's Tim's question. How many people on the boat? Well, how many people on the ark?
I thought he meant JJ's question.
I did too.
We did too.
Two. Well,
and he wants the one about the refugees. Always about refugees, isn't it?
Oh, man.
How many immigrants were on the ark?
I thought it was your question, JJ. But evidently, our good friend Don from Arkansas wants to answer this. How many people took refuge on Noah's Ark?
Eight.
There you go.
Eight people. Now,
that's a man reading his Bible.
Yeah, Don. How many people took refuge on Noah's Ark? 8 people. So there was Noah. That's one.
Mrs. Noah.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and I think their wives.
And Abednego?
That's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought they made the 8. Because, I mean, he did more than one thing in the Bible, JJ.
Henry was the 8th.
Abednego did. He was, you know, he had multiple talents.
It was my shack, your shack, and away we go.
Right.
That's an easy way to remember
That's
it.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Don. It was 8 people that got on the Noah's Ark and obeyed God. And, you know, that's a great story.
It is.
In the Bible. And I haven't been yet, but Ken Ham and the people at Answers in Genesis, they built a life-size ark in right outside of Cincinnati.
Replica, according to the same dimensions.
Have you been, JJ?
No, I want to go. The Ark Experience.
Have you been? I have not. Bert's been.
Right outside of Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
one of the places we hope to go this summer.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Hey, Don, what's your question for us? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Taps. What kind of instruments it played on, and is there words?
T-A-P-S, taps?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, go ahead.
Be a bugle, right? There are words.
There are words.
There's something about the sun setting. There are words, yep. And it's a bugle.
And it ends, the last phrase is, days are done. Day is done.
Is that true? To thy hands, we our souls, Lord, command.
That's the word?
The last line is, to thy hands, we our souls, Lord, command.
Amen. Right. Well, it's a moving sound anywhere you hear it. I know that military and funerals and they officers when they're slain in the act of duty they play that. It's just I've heard it played many times at Arlington National Cemetery when I visited there.
As you said, very inspiring, yeah. Very moving.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Don. Right.
Thanks, Don. Have a great weekend.
I'm going to introduce a new question here.
Please do. And by the way, don't forget the mystery question has gone unanswered.
What's the mystery question, Jim? Heretofore. Unanswered.
It's the one that you get or the caller gets.
I know that, but what is it?
What is it? We don't know
because we give it away.
That's right.
There is a mystery question.
But it's one of our original nine, so a bunch have already been answered.
Right.
So without the cowbell ringing. Yeah, so you think back. It's one of the original nine.
So if you answer the mystery question correctly, you hear this sound right here. And you get a, how do you describe it?
Stainless steel travel mug.
Stainless steel American Family Radio travel mug. You can travel anywhere with it. It's legal in all countries, I believe. Isn't it?
As far as we know right now, today.
Iran, you may not get in there.
They wouldn't like it.
Iran, you may get held up there at the airport if you get into Iran. But other than that, it's most other countries.
You can go to the largest country in the world, which is Russia. With that mug right there. I learned that on Learning University today.
Right here. American Family Radio. It is Trivia Friday, we call it, also known as
Learning University.
I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper, and we're taking your phone calls. Let's go next. Jim, where do we go next?
We're going to talk to Renee from Mississippi. Renee, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I just want to try to answer.
Which one, Renee?
The one about the football player that scored three touchdowns and two Super Bowls.
Okay, there you go. Who is the only player to score three touchdowns in a Super Bowl game twice? What's his name?
Is it Jerry Rice?
It is absolutely Jerry
Rice.
Wonderful.
Yay. Wow. Wonderful.
Renee, where are you from in Mississippi?
I'm actually in Madden.
He's a Crawford, Mississippi native, isn't he?
Jerry Rice?
He is.
Now, you're in Madden?
Not far from here.
Okay, yeah. Jerry Rice, who's widely considered the greatest wide receiver in the history of professional football.
Absolutely.
There's a story about him. Don't hold me to the accuracy of this, but I believe it's right. I read a long time ago, because that's about an hour from where we are right now, but I remember reading about him, Jerry Rice, and when he went to a small high school and wasn't highly recruited, hardly recruited at all, as I understand it. He was about 5'10 when he was in high school, senior in high school, 5'10, 5'11. So then he went to Mississippi Valley State University, in a little town called Itabena, Mississippi, which is in the Delta part of the state, and, you know, little small school, and grew to be 6'2". He went to a place where they threw every down.
Right.
So, you know, he's a wide receiver. He grows 3 inches, and then they go to a place where every down they're throwing to him, practically. So that's how he became a great wide receiver, and the rest, as we know, is history.
If I can go back before that, if I'm remembering correctly, his dad was a bricklayer, and he would help him in the summer, and he would toss him bricks.
Really?
And so he is catching bricks to get that foundation way back.
My dad did that with me. It didn't help. I didn't even sniff the NFL, which is their loss.
But that explains some bruises early in my life, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Renee, thanks for calling. Did you have a question for us?
She said no.
No?
She just
okay.
wanted to answer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Renee.
You were too smart for me.
Okay. Jerry Rice
That's
is the
not
answer.
Often
so,
said.
So he scored three touchdowns in two different Super Bowls.
Wow. Super Bowl 26 against Denver and Super Bowl 29 against San Diego.
Wow. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Brother
Okay,
Jim.
Here we go. We're going to talk to Jessica from Mississippi. Jessica, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Our family loves listening to Trivia Friday.
Well, bless your heart. How many members of the family listen?
We have five of us.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for listening, and we appreciate it very much, and we hope we do. Do you feel like when the show's over that you've grown as a person, Jessica?
Yes, sir, very much.
Oh, well, that's why we do this. Quite frankly, it's gratifying.
It is. We want you to be a smarter, betterer person.
Right.
Hey, Jessica, while we have you on the line, just take care of some housekeeping. Our yearbooks are going to be available and class rings. So be thinking about that if you haven't picked out your class ring or if you want to get a yearbook and see if your picture's in it. You want to do that this spring because school will be out before you know
it. And we'll be having graduation.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I think I'm going to ask. I wanted to answer, but it got answered already. I already knew that there were eight people on Noah's Ark because my daddy's a preacher, so I heard it so many times. But
okay, well, that's right. Eight people were on Noah's Ark.
Some of my relatives were on that boat.
Yeah,
mine too.
Our family came over on the boat on the Ark.
It's good to know that you're listening to your dad, though. That's awesome. I'm not sure my girls ever heard my sermons.
I was a PK myself.
Well, I wanted to ask a question. We live near Wiggins, Mississippi. So I wanted to know if you know this. Besides being the former pickle capital of the world, what is Wiggins' greatest contribution to society?
Is that Stone County?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wow.
Besides being the pickle capital
of the world.
So, you're asking what else? What else is Wiggins, Mississippi known for?
While we're thinking about it, I will say that Peter Piper really put you guys on the map with that whole ad campaign. That was hard to say, but it was worth it. And he really got you guys a lot of national attention.
What happened there.
Yeah, Peter Piper picking a peck of pickled peppers. That was peppers. Never mind.
Right. Wow.
You know, they had a huge sawmill pulpwood plant there at one time.
You hail from South Mississippi,
I do.
Don't you, Jim?
So yes, sir. I've been through Wiggins many times.
Okay, so it's a sawmill?
I would think it has something to do with the forestry industry, yes, sir.
All right, Jessica, what's the answer?
Well, it's two-ply toilet paper.
It's what?
Two-ply toilet paper?
They had to do something with the rest of that pulpwood. So.
You know, that's on a sign, isn't it, outside the town?
Well, but you can't.
I don't know.
It's Home on there, but they say, please don't squeeze the sign.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whipple.
Hey, Jessica. See, people didn't think they were going to learn anything today listening to Learning University. And you just made that happen.
Right.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. I saw that commercial the other day, Mr. Whipple.
Mr. Whipple.
Talk about a guy with serious issues. He had tissue issues? We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.